somebody had worn before he got them, you'd say that his clothes were, or what, they were.
Well, they had germs in them, maybe. It wasn't laundered before he got them. You mean that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't do that no more now. There's a law, and I think it's been many years a law. And you can't handle or sell like these. This Hippolamonics has a swap shop, but every piece of clothing that's sold over has to be fumigated or washed. You see?
Yeah. You have
they
to
don't
wash
have
all
that trouble. Yeah, everything's. Free, but still, I wouldn't buy it because God knows maybe some of the germs didn't get out, didn't get that bad off yet.
Yeah. What about now when it was cold in the summer when you were young, you might wear what? You might wear.
We get hot weather down here, you wear lawn, LAWN, which was very popular. And we didn't go half naked. We always had, even the boys and the men, they never went without a shirt, would show their bare skin, you know.
You wear lawn. What were long? What was long?
Long what? I didn't say long. I said you didn't wear, you had clothes on no matter how hot. You know, the men go without shirts and all. And their body was always covered. Piece of lawn, L-A-W-N, that's where that word come in. The men didn't have lawn, but they had some kind of thin material the shirts was made of.
They didn't have lawn.
And then when nylon come out, that was wonderful.
What? They didn't have lawn, L-A-W-N. What do you mean, they didn't have lawn?
Wasn't invented or used. It has to be manufactured and invented.
What is lawn?
What do you call? It's a material, a thin material.
Oh.
It's like broil. Broil and lawn about the same.
Oh, okay.
And the dresses were made that way.
Oh.
See, now today, instead of having a lawn dress on, I got this, it's a tricot dress. That's thin. You wash it out. You don't have to iron it. Living's good today.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've been buying my clothes, but I sew, and I've got plenty of material that I got to push that iron, and I'd make it, but I'm working now. I can't, but I'm going to give some away, and I'm going to keep some for house dresses, and I won't stand up there and press them. I'll just wash them out and wear them when I'm around the house because they get dirty quick anyhow.
Yeah.
But you give yourself work sometime. You can eliminate a lot of work.
But years ago, women would wear, what did you call those shorts that would come down to knee to below the knees? They were called.
Yeah, I don't know, certain name. Might think of it.
Okay. Or a man, or what would a man or woman wear that would come up to the knees?
They wouldn't. They wore long pants. They never knew. Now you can cut the pants off to the knees or down the ankles, whatever you want, you know. But
yeah.
They never done that. They left the pants long like they ordinarily wear them. And the boys wore short pants. They didn't go in longs right away. So everybody was the mode of the day, and they followed it.
Okay. What do they call those real short pants the girls will wear? Have a name for them?
No, their shortest pants was the underwear.
Well, I mean, did you ever hear of hot pants?
A what?
Hot pants. You ever hear that?
That's just an expression, ain't it?
Well, I don't know. I just heard
that's
of
it. Slang word. I don't know how they'd apply that.
Knickerbockers? What were
unless
knickerbockers?
Unless you're nervous, you say you got hot, you got, what is that? You got,
got
fleas in your pants or something. That's you're so itchy and so aggravated.
That can jump and be. well, knickerbockers, or you never heard
you
of
know them? One good thing today? You could talk on any subject, gentleman and lady can talk. Of course, there's certain things you don't refer to. But speaking is more broad today. You can express yourself where it was so modest. You know, they overdone it, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't dare say if they certain things in front of a man, or a man wouldn't say it in front of a lady.
Like what?
Well, some bad word or something. I don't want to say that.
What would you call a horse, say a male horse? That'd be a...
I don't know. I don't know that subject. What do you call them?
Well, would you have a name for a horse?
A horse is a horse.
Well, what about to distinguish between a male?
No.